Y'all back to another episode of These Fools, man. I got my guys and gals in the building. Miss Mariah, how you doing?
What's up, y'all? What's
up? Jigaboo Jones.
This nigga right here.
Jigaboo Jones.
Randy, what's happening, dude?
I ask my homeboy this every day we get on the phone. What we gonna do about these hoes? That's a question I was asking. What are we gonna do about these hoes?
Let them be hoes, because you can't save them.
I'm just saying, what we gonna do about them?
Let them be hoes. True, you but cannot save them.
Yeah. Do they deserve to be saved though?
You know what I'm gonna tell a hoe? Jesus saves, I don't.
So is that true if you can't wife a hoe?
Jesus saves me. We don't know. Hey, anything is possible.
That's hard.
I won't say no. It is a rare occurrence. But you know what though? I won't say it's rare because I feel like it's a lot more hoes getting married and getting wifed up and getting committed to rather than solid bitches these days, quite honest.
Is it because they're doing more than with the quiet?
I feel like they go, like, they want, at one moment they decide, oh, I'm going to calm down on this whole shit. Mm. Enough to get what I want or what I need, whatever. Or they continue to do whole shit and be slick about that. Just to, you know.
Again, I want you to stop hoeing, but.
Stop hoeing and love you?
Yeah, but I still want you to be a hoe in the bed, though. That makes sense?
Yeah, I got it.
It makes perfect sense.
You know, like. Still block these niggas who still trying to be like, hey, remember I caught you?
But I feel like shit like that can be taught, though. Shit like that can be taught. Not saying you can teach no virgin or whatever to be no home in the bed. I mean, you probably can. You know,
yeah.
Depending on that. But anyway, like, I feel like with that whole particular situation, that can be taught.
And it's hard.
Like, you can get you a lawyer, motherfucker, and then, you know, I like this.
Mm, not all the time. I feel like that's like the number one reason motherfuckers get cheated on. Think about it. Especially niggas. I mean, we've gone into details about this before. Niggas mainly say, I want somebody with no bodies. You get this fine, inexperienced motherfucker. You've been fucking hoes all your life. Now right. She don't satisfy you.
Right.
You're gonna go back to these hoes, my nigga.
Like, I just feel like you need to get you somebody who is like a third of a hoe.
Damn, what's a third of a hoe? Like, just they know how to arch our back. Like, hey, bitch, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Get that turtle shell.
Hey, like, hey, what you doing?
I really, like, to be quite honest, I feel like niggas need to look for a motherfucker who dated a hoe. A motherfucker that's not a hoe, but dated a hoe. Mm. Because getting taught by a hoe, you learn some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Like I said, hoes are fun.
See, but if you get a lawyer, bitch, who don't really got bodies like that, but who talked to a hoe.
What? Okay. What's the body count? What's the body count of a hoe?
Hey, that y'all classify. So let me stop you right there. Bitch, you better not be asking no woman what's her body count.
Thank you.
Why not?
Why do you care? As long as it's not so videos being passed to this bitch, like sucking dick in the fucking simples, you know,
see, the thing
with more than one nigga. Like, why are you worried?
So, like, I feel like if she got some bodies, cool. You know what I'm saying? She might like to have sex. Now, the problem with bodies that comes along is, if my friends are included with that. Somebody right. I know closely is included with that.
That's why you ask your body count.
No, I ain't gonna ask your body count. Have you fucked one of my friends? You see what I'm saying? Right. Because we could be walking up the street and see somebody you fucked before.
Right.
You could be driving. You could be Walmart. Y'all at Sonic Park. I'm like, oh, hey, nigga, how you doing? I ain't seen
that goes back to that when JT was talking about when he was with a chick. You remember that story he said? That was walking and the old dude was like, hey, bitch, come suck this dick.
Boy.
You were like, hold up. Boy. You look at her like, whoa.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm walking with a hoe right now.
You in my circle, that hurt. You see right. what I'm saying? But some random and nigga, I can't, I ain't worried about that.
Most of the time, that's a lot of people's fear in a relationship, men and women, looking stupid.
How can you look stupid from somebody that I used to fuck?
No, I'm saying like in this situation, he said with the
in your circle, in my circle is I ain't gonna say look stupid, but I feel played. Like you could have told me you know like
right. Like let me make the decision whether I still want to fuck with you or not, because it could be a situation where you know you didn't know they was friends. This some shit that happened 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like it could be different, you know, situations with that.
So you dating a nigga back in high school? Girl, you know he was a hoe. You cool with that?
High school, man.
I'm just dude, yeah, come on,
like
man.
A high school come on, hoe man. And then a hoe now. That's too completely.
Is it though? Because in high it school, is. If you man that reputation, in high school, you doing types of running through the football team, well, basketball team. Now you got kids. Oh shit, that shit gonna hurt.
Also, somebody died. As I was say, because like honestly,
guys can't be hoes.
We so get cool. it worse. We get it so much worse than y'all. Like
that's true.
You can
I agree
say
with
a
that.
Nigga is a hoe, but I guarantee you, it's bitches that still gonna fuck with him. If a nigga call me a hoe tomorrow, be like, you know, damn, wow, I was a hoe in high school. Like a nigga never talk to me again. Nigga break up with me. Like it. We
that's niggas though. You know what I'm saying? That's niggas. So, like we were saying earlier, you know, if your homeboy, if you can like a motherfucker, if your homeboy say, man, she got some body. I heard this, I heard that. That'll change your whole outlook on
me. Yes, absolutely. Nigga, call me and say,
that's porn?
Tomorrow.
It was a snap, my bad. We'll get back to it.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, because you looking at this girl like, oh, this is mine. It's my queen.
Yeah.
Nigga, your queen been rode on a couple miles.
I mean, yeah, and see, like, every nigga
anybody
wants
you
possession.
Didn't fuck somebody. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
I get
but the thing is, like, niggas, well, I can say women too,
so
but especially niggas. Like, as soon as they get that, they're like, "This, essentially, this is my pussy." So when you
dating a girl, she got a kid, and you thinking she ain't got no body. A human popped out of her pussy, nigga. Somebody broke her back in for that baby to be born.
Four different baby daddies.
Four different baby daddies.
That means she trusted. These niggas pull out game.
Five.
See, trust this nigga pull out game. This nigga pull out game was not good. Right.
He
old for four.
Think about all the nasty ass shit your old lady.
That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
She learned that from somebody, my nigga.
Somebody that taught her somewhere along the way. You need to appreciate that nigga.
Just a little bit.
I said this way back. You should go. Y'all came at me when I said you should go thank this nigga for teaching her how to do this shit.
I just feel like nobody that she used to fuck in, you know, had no ammo on me like that. I just don't give a fuck about this.
Like, in my opinion.
Imagine somebody, baby daddy, hitting you up and saying, oh, I used to fuck that bitch. That's why I'm fucking now, nigga. What is you saying?
Exactly. And see, and
then nigga be like, hey, I told her that move. She do that move very, very well. Yes. Like, appreciate you, my homeboy.
Thank you.
Nigga.
Thank you so much.
We'll name it after you. Like, do that shit old boy taught you.
Dab me up, nigga.
That part. Because I say some old ignorant shit. Bitch, why don't you come kiss him and see what my pussy tastes like? Mm. Be gone.
Why do women do that shit?
Niggas do that too.
They do.
But women do it way... Nigga, they be like... Oh. That's what his mouth was last night. Damn, bitch.
Because it's that hurt. It's an ego bruise. It is an ego bruise.
Somebody be some saying some shit like, oh, that's why you ate my pussy. It's not supposed to sex. What you talking about? Like,
it's all about making a motherfucker feel played when you say that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Is that you with a guy, girl, is that classified as cheating? If all she be or he did was or?
Hell yeah.
What?
See, I knew it was this one I'm asking.
My boy coming.
Because let me tell y'all. I don't know. I don't know if y'all put the echo on.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if y'all know it or not. But oral sex is that.
I might have got a little head, but I wasn't really cheating. I might have took them out to eat, but they wasn't really eating.
Fuck that shit.
Shout out Coleman, man. What's that?
Nigga. Oral sex is sex, my nigga. If their fluids are anywhere near you.
What about
if their genitalia?
We ain't talking about pussy, they just on my head.
So
that's genitalia, my nigga. The fuck? This nigga.
Oh shit.
So you bring it up to a nigga if you find out he got some head. I'm just like,
is it after we broke up?
No, I was like, there's no point now. Y'all broke up. I'm just saying, like.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be mad.
Are you leaving, though?
Huh?
Are you going to leave?
It depends on how bad I want to fight for my relationship, honestly. Because I can find out he fucked the bitch. But my thing is, can we work through that? Because I've stayed. When a person has cheated on me before.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It depends on, you know, like how long we've been together, mm-hmm. how much time and energy has been invested, whether you love that person or not. Like, it's levels to it, to be quite honest, because to a woman, most times, y'all say it's hard to get a bitch to suck your dick. But I digress.
Growing up black.
And but like in our mind it's like that bitch just sucked your dick. So I mean, nigga, I ride this nigga face every night. I don't give a fuck. You got a mouthful of nut. No. Okay, congratulations. You want a cookie.
It is hard to get a woman.
Like that's what I'm thinking in my head. Like if I love this nigga and like we gonna work through this, I'm gonna be like, bitch, you just got a mouthful of nut. Congratulations.
Nah. That,
like you might have got some food. Like might have got some food, cause most of y'all bitches is sucking dick for free.
Well, that's true.
So you know, like I personally would be like, nigga, he paying bills over here.
Yeah,
this is who he sleeping next to, nigga. Like at night, my leg is crossed over his thigh at night. Like nigga, bitch. Mm-hmm. I ain't worried about that.
So, what's the first topic?
Well, this is an eventful day.
it's turned out to be, huh?
We got 1, 2, 3. So we got some bangers today.
Let's go. What was the second one?
Why do women want to get married so bad?
Why do women?
This question is not associated with me. I just want you women to know. I support marriages. Women getting married and want to be married.
I support that too, but I'm
like, let me go get that disclaimer out there right the fuck now.
All
right,
G, go ahead.
Why? What is the thrill of it? What?
Like, really?
Yes.
Somebody sitting down, hitting one knee, and saying, "Will you spend the rest of your life?" You don't understand that?
I don't. Cause you got time this shit, you got the ring, you got to do all this shit just to.
That's nigga. Part of it, G. All
right, right.
What are you saying?
The planning is a headache. Cause after you do all that, she asks me, "I don't give a fuck, nigga. Whatever you want."
That's true. You know what I'm saying? But it's a process. So going through that process and
it's a headache.
It might be a headache, and you know she might be a bridezilla. You never know. But it's going through that process and enjoying the moments of getting prepared for spending the rest of your life.
But you have women who want it so badly, but they don't get to know this nigga, like his mental health,
that shit, financial, that shit blind you, G.
All that shit.
The thought of that shit will blind you. Thought of somebody getting married will blind you. The thought of somebody loving you will blind you, nigga. Think about this shit.
Real life.
Think about somebody liking you so much they giving you anything you want, and you don't even like them like that.
Man, listen. From a woman's perspective. All of our lives, we are taught that you, first of all, sexually, we are taught you don't fuck nobody but your husband. Mm-hmm. You save yourself for your husband. So,
oh, like, y'all was taught this?
Yes.
What generation is this?
The ones who was raised.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say niggas.
Let's specify those who was raised, you know. We are taught you save yourself, or if you find the right man, because I mean, I wasn't even taught to save myself from marriage. I was taught like that's what, you know, the Christian way to do it. I'll say that. Or you wait for that person that you know genuinely loves you. And, you know, so we're thrown that word from a young age, husband. Marriage, like, especially anybody who grew up in church, which I did. So from a young age, it's just like we are taught that that's the end goal. Mm-hmm. As a woman, like, you do all these things, you keep yourself up, you make sure you look good in the morning, so that one day you will meet a man who will, I mean, we're taught to do it for ourselves too, but let's just be real, in the country and in the old school, all that shit, we are taught you keep yourself up, you know, ain't no man gonna want you looking like that. Like, that's the shit that, you know, our grandparents tell us. Ain't no man gonna want you looking like that. Look, my great-grandmother literally would not walk out the house without stockings on because a man might see her. Like, it's that deep, you know what I'm saying? So from a young age, we're taught that that's what it's supposed to be. You find a man who loves you, who's going to respect you, who's going to treat you well, so that one day he'll be your husband.
But it's not being taught now.
Oh, no.
Some of these mamas, grandmamas, they still trying to go to the club.
Yeah, I'm talking about it's daughters and mamas and grandmamas fucking clubbing together.
True.
Like, it's great.
So what happened with that then? What happened to the whole...
Society has changed.
Yeah, society has become more
friendly,
feminine. Like, it's the years of the feminists. Like, I don't need no nigga for nothing generation.
It's one race that only says that, that's black women. Don't no other race say that shit.
You're not wrong.
You don't, I said it before.
You're not.
You not going to no white club and the DJ saying, where my all my independent women at? Ain't no one screaming that shit, no damn Western club.
They're not.
They still not saying this shit. That shit, come on, DJ.
In the club.
I imagine white DJ saying this shit.
It's drunk. They just trying to turn you up in the club.
Where are my independent bitches at? Ain't no white woman like, hey.
Nigga don't really be in the club.
Then they gonna slap the bitch. What you talking about?
He just wants you to dance in that bitch. You know, he's trying to get the ladies hyped. That's all. And then the same ladies that be screaming get piped down the same night. What you talking about?
I'm just saying. They still got that mindset.
Or they asking a nigga when they gonna.
The same ladies is, you know, they in that bitch. Buy me a drink. Okay.
And that's why I don't be understanding. Like, it be the same bitches who say, I don't need no nigga for nothing, but then be wanting you to pay their rent. Or be wanting you to, a nigga can't fuck with me until he make my cash. Yeah, bank. Like, sis.
She's a prostitute. That's pretty much what that is.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying go out here and only fuck with broke niggas. That's not what I'm saying. Get you a motherfucker who can take you out on a date, who can buy you a little piece of burger, as the, you know, the people say. Get you somebody who can buy you a gift or two every now and then, who can, you know. You know, like, get you somebody who can take care of you.
Make some mean poke beans and wieners, nigga. What's happening? You know? Butter rice.
This the thing, but hey, let me tell you, and this is speaking from personal experience. You eat some pork and beans and some butter rice with a nigga, when it come up, come. Their reward is.
Oh, okay. I thought
I was just about to say.
Hold on.
If you take care of me, I got you. You know what I'm saying? If anybody I know has struggled with me or struggled with me through some shit, I'm going to hold on to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I come up, you got this.
I'm about to say, God damn, niggas still can't get no sex. Even if he, that's a touchy topic right there.
What's a touchy topic?
Women stick with niggas who ain't on his game or he's struggling. And
we talked about that one time.
Timetable for that shit.
Women will date a nigga off potential alone, nigga.
Absolutely.
I don't see no niggas that'll do that. You know, nigga, not potential as far as how women look at potential.
Because women already want you already self-made or, you know, established.
Think about, I like wanting to fuck with you, and you know what I'm saying? Say you got a little going for yourself, but she see that if you apply yourself, you will be a lot better, right?
True.
She'll fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? Saying, hey, just pull a little harder, do this. But, you know, you got women that'll try to tear you down off that same shit. Mm-hmm. But
nigga, I fuck with a nigga with ambition and a plan. You got to have a plan. Like, you can't walk up to me and say, oh, I'm finna do this. I'm finna be this. And I'd be like, well, and it, like, you ain't showing me the steps of how you're going to get there.
Everybody ain't got that vision, though, right? So that's where, you know, sometimes the woman come in. You can, okay, so shit, you want to do this with your life. If you do this, you do that, you do this. Like, me and Keisha will sit down and we'll talk about some shit. And I say, well, this is the step I want to take in doing something. And immediately she's looking up this, that, and other. Okay, if you get the certification for this, this is gonna put you in an entry level position for that. My chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, that's the type of shit you're looking for nowadays.
Unfortunately.
Everybody ain't built like that.
Hell.
You can tell, man, look, you can tell somebody that same plan and they'll go tell somebody he thinking about doing this for that shit. He thinking about doing this lame man shit.
And like, I hope you get there. Oh, but please believe, if I invest in you,
look, that just made me think. Was Taraji wrong acrimony?
Hell, fuck no. Both of them was wrong, actually.
Taraji wasn't wrong.
Both of them were wrong.
Ooh wee.
Both of them were definitely wrong.
Okay. You originally said no. You said hell.
No, I don't think. Yeah, because I don't feel like her feelings were wrong.
Her feelings were
actions
not.
Were wrong.
So she's wrong.
So that's what I said. No,
she was wrong.
Her feelings were not wrong. Her actions were definitely wrong.
She didn't believe in that man's dream.
That's true.
She didn't believe in that man's dream.
And, you know, I wouldn't even say that she did not believe in his dream. It's just that you can only endure so much for so long. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I got from it when I saw it.
But,
like,
she reached her breaking point and she gave up. And then once he started, you know, she tried to come back. Like, what kind of shit is that?
And, yeah, I agree with that. But, like, after a while, like, you get tired of struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You get tired. And they struggle for a long ass time, my nigga. Like, like shit. Like, I can't even say and nigga, I didn't fuck with broke niggas before in my younger days. I'm talking about broke. Sleeping on they sister couch broke because I saw some potential in the motherfucker.
See, I'm gonna love you forever. You say,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I listen, I stick beside you, but goddamn, nigga, you got to have a plan and a time frame because we can't struggle for a decade.
That's the TV. TV show Insecure.
Oh,
I still can't get over her.
I still ain't watched the episode.
Nigga, what are you waiting for?
Dang, I just because now it's like this nigga. But the thing is, as soon as she broke up with this nigga,
oh yeah, he's right.
He just started coming up.
But nigga, Miley, just you need to watch that comedy special. It'll be crazy.
Yeah, but like I said, she broke up with this nigga. This nigga now he got a good job, started doing shit. It's just like, now she see this nigga, like, oh, he's sexy now, you know, I should get back with him. They get back together. Then she break up with this nigga again. Granted, he did get the bitch pregnant and shit.
It ain't the same nigga, though. You know, I ain't never seen it, but it ain't the same nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing better now.
Mm-hmm. It's just that hurt. Should have stayed with me.
That. But, I mean, hey, everybody has their breaking point. And, like, I can say that I've reached that point before where it's like, And sometimes as a single woman, you think to yourself, because I have had friends who have a plethora of niggas. I have had friends who got niggas that they get different shit from. If she want a nigga to bring her some food or something, I literally had a nigga. Like, I had a friend.
What the fuck you clapping for?
Because I've been had this theory. They got a team.
I had a friend. Literally, she loved Pepsi. That was her favorite fucking drink. She had a nigga was just on Pepsi duty, my nigga. Like, she called this nigga. He's stopping whatever he doing to bring her a motherfucking soda.
You remember when old boy?
I'm like, what the fuck?
I got a girl pussy so good, I throw it in the air and turn the sunshine. That's what I'm thinking about when she telling me this. Like,
nigga, I'm talking about Nick. Make you question yourself like this.
She had to do something so filthy to this nigga to make him say, I'm going to bring this bitch a drink. No matter what I'm doing.
Like, nigga.
Because there's no way I don't like nobody that much that I'm going to just stop and say, I'm going to bring you a drink no matter what I'm doing. Like, what the fuck did she do?
I'm talking about. And, like,
what the fuck did she do to him, G?
A nigga.
It had to be like, she must have threw up on that dick.
Nigga.
She had to do something. Her whole insides came out on that
nigga.
Backflip.
I be thinking to myself, bitch, I need to go study, bitch. What's wrong with
that? God damn, that's a lot, my nigga. That's like, a lot to take no, in. Cause,
that's crazy. What up?
It's like, what the fuck? So I'm just asking, like, God damn. See, I do have a team, I see.
Clearly, big team.
That's fucked up.
I mean, I haven't.
Here we go.
Food guy, drink guy, gifts.
The nigga that she been smashing. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I told you. What was that I said? I said, you find out you the eight niggas.
Out of them eight niggas, probably only three.
That's what I'm saying. And you the one of the niggas that not fucking?
And probably doing the most.
Nigga.
She calling you the toilet overflow. Nigga, come fix this.
Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, need an oil change. A lot of shit off the strength of some maybe.
Need a tune up.
Ooh, baby, maybe pussy get you some shit.
New tires on the car. Nigga, you. So,
But see, I ain't never been that motherfucker who called somebody for some tires. Oh my God.
New tires, my nigga?
Nigga,
That's 400 or more.
Nigga, four new tires is about $1,000.
What type of car we talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
Now we just ultimately, you know what I'm saying? About $400, $500. Now you got a Jeep or something, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. No way.
And I have literally had friends tell me, like, bitch, you just give you too nice. You gotta act like you don't give a fuck. When you act like you don't give a fuck, these niggas act right. And I just be like, this is true. Like, I don't be understanding. Like, and then but you know what? You see this handbag? I had to fuck another nigga to get it.
Yeah. Wish I could give y'all the visual right now. Oh my God.
Just imagine she coming with a handbag. Oh, where you get that from? Who got that for
my
you?
Oh no, it wasn't even a my other nigga situation. He made the mistake of passing by my house one night, and then this was somebody that I ain't fucked in forever. He just happened to see the truck outside. Ta-da!
Damn.
And it be this type of shit that be like, well, goddamn, maybe these bitches is right. And I be trying to not think like that. Like, I still try to be one of the solid females out here. And when you find out this shit don't get you nowhere, you just be like, well, goddamn, what should I be doing? Should I be out here doing fuck shit?
No.
Because clearly, it gets results, my nigga.
If you single, have it.
That's different. If you single, yeah, you can have.
She's single.
I'm just saying,
But this is somebody who has declared to me that they're not ready for a relationship.
You so, single.
But that's different. Nigga. That's
you
different.
Single.
That's
you single. Single. You stay at my house. That's and she's on. Keep your ass motherfucking driving.
You gotta keep it playing. Hold up.
Yeah. Four friends.
Damn, you were just fucking me yesterday. Yeah, not a nigga at your house. You told me you ain't want no relationship. So what you mad about?
Women different with that shit though. Like they'll play that shit to their advantage, like to the most, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and I try not to be that person.
Like y'all,
I really do.
That shit'll turn like quick on you. So
listen, I tell them to get, look, that's why I was like, hey, I'm the reason why. I'm a loyal person. The reason why I even breathe in another nigga direction is because you over here telling me XYZ. Mm. The moment you say, hey, you ready to
put it? That be a game y'all don't want to play when it's switched. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just see some motherfuckers go crazy behind this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you told me you didn't want to be with me. Like, why you mad that you see me with somebody else happy? Like, come on.
Because it's possession. Like, people, even though they don't have a relationship, in their mind, this my pussy, this my dick. Like, and I know it's dumb as fuck to say, but it's true. Like, nigga, you over my house damn near every motherfucking night. Like, or at least three times out the week. And see, my thing, it'd be my thing, like, how y'all motherfuckers keep up? The niggas who is just really out here hoeing, how do y'all keep up?
With the women? Well.
Come on, elaborate.
Please. I mean,
it's like being a coach. You got to know how to manage your own players.
Nigga, well, clearly.
No, you got to put your, you know, crunch time. You keep your stars out there.
Randy Elliott.
The other ones, you got to ride that bitch. You know.
Well,
G. We up by two. I can't put you in.
So that means that's five on the court. How many you got on the bench?
Shit.
Usually like 12, 22 roster teams.
At least on the eight player team.
Because
five on there, the other three, you know, it's like, hey, just in case you go out to that one, you'd be like, hey, you ain't never getting in.
Nigga!
Wait, what?
You are never getting in. You just here just in case, you know, these other six balls.
Playing seven
balls,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad man.
Them starting five, hey, I need y'all to shine. And then, you know, you got to be the ones, can I get in? Man, you, hell no. The fuck?
Them be the bitches with low self-esteem for real, forever.
Right. So if one of the ones with the high self-esteem start fucking up, all right, let's see what the fuck you can do. Get it.
Oh, wow.
Sit down. Let me tell you why all this person, oh, all right, you got to get back in. Cause it's,
we need a button on this thing for, like, gas. Like,
yes.
So Jesus.
You got to come out. Like, goddamn. But yeah, wow, but y'all worse though, right? I mean, you got what you said, the Jordan dick.
Surprise Jordan dick. Yeah.
You gotta have that for women to even, nigga. You got women who buy into Jordans, games. Nigga.
I really
fair.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I done bought some 95.
My point. Like anything, a parachute. If you you buy a nigga some shoes, he gonna look at you like, oh my god.
Trying to end this motherfucker life.
Man, it's like, oh my god, like buy me some shoes.
Yeah.
Like a video game? Oh my god.
Look, like I never had a team like that. Like I always had an ABC.
That's
like,
a team.
But it's like it'd be bitches out here with like 10 niggas. Like I ain't never
I tell people it's like coaching. You have at least three good players on that court. You got a chance to win. You have a chance to win.
I rated they asses like actors. You are A-list, B-list, C-list, nigga.
Wow. Y'all better work together.
So was it off dick alone or just personality work?
Mine was off dick alone.
Dick alone, that's it?
Nigga. Yes, because
he
like,
can't spark a conversation with you or nothing? Damn. This nigga shit.
Nigga.
Why are you talking, nigga? Why are you closed it off?
Mm. I mean, about at the time.
In her robe like this.
But
you know what to do.
Don't say shit.
But you know, back then, I was in my early 20s. I wasn't, like, I was just like, nigga, ABC. Like, I had the nigga who, You know, this is guaranteed. You gonna see glitter, stars, unicorns, all that bullshit when you come over. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the B-list nigga. His dick is good, but it's not as good as A-list nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then you got C-list nigga. C-list nigga is last resort. This is when A and B don't answer the phone.
Damn.
He can get the job done. But nigga, you only calling this nigga if A and B is on the
way. He still get the job done though.
But you only calling this nigga if A and B ain't available. That's it. That's all.
There's no way for this nigga gonna get promoted. Dope. He's not gonna get promoted.
That's the A and B head ticks right there.
That.
But he's not getting promoted at all.
Damn.
No, it is. It's like
listen.
The G League is the C niggas. Then you get an A plus nigga, Isaiah Thomas coming that bitch, and you got Gord, this nigga, he scored 6th on you. You look like, hey man.
You drop your 15 in 2 weeks with 1 assist.
This nigga got a 10-day contract, you
in 48 minutes.
You've been the G League for 3 years.
You had a good game. You had a good game. You ain't dropped 6, man, but you had a good game.
You been in the G League for 3 years. This nigga come in for one game and get 60. You like, what the fuck?
The C list nigga be so happy to get some. And then the thing is, you know she probably not gonna call you for another 6 months.
Six months, my nigga.
Nah.
Think about that. The C League nigga. He the G League nigga. He started a team. I'm getting 15, 20. Isaiah Thomas come in. First game dropped 60. Nigga, you like, the fuck, coach?
What happened?
You like, nigga, this is a fucking all-star I got on the team. This nigga getting dropping 60. My 15, 20, I'm the nigga, all of a sudden this dude come in. Soon as the nigga walk in the locker room, all my minutes gone. That's the iron number, like, all my minutes gone. It's over. Now I gotta just sit here and just look at this nigga and be happy he dropping 60.
Look, y'all gotta sit back, fellas, and think to yourself, which one are you?
But how would you know if
A,
you...
Nigga, you know if you A, B, or C, nigga. You know which nigga you is.
To be C, nigga, that's hurtful, my nigga. That's like...
You ain't going for that shit.
Nigga, this is like the dude. That's like
which nigga are you? Is you A, B, or C?
That's a senior in high school still playing JV. Like, nigga,
come on, man. Come on, JV.
Still playing JV.
Which one are you?
And then you got a sophomore starting for varsity. Like, nigga,
niggas ain't got that killer.
You looking like, hold up,
niggas ain't got that killer.
And
your
A list is getting surprised.
So why the A list not just killing the B and C?
Most likely the aliens got some toxic shit attached to them. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Correct. Or they're in a relationship.
Damn.
In a relationship for real? The A-list.
I mean, not some business here, but you know. The A-list nigga was married.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
He can't be an A-list nigga then. He ain't fully giving you all the A-list nigga criteria. Come on.
We was talking about dick by itself. See, I told you.
Mm.
We was talking about dick by itself. That's it.
That's
all.
A-list nigga married. C-list nigga's not married. And he can't get promoted.
C-list nigga got all the time in the world.
He can't get promoted for nothing.
He just average now.
He can't get promoted for nothing. At all. He looks like, what the fuck?
The C-list nigga probably gonna get promoted after years and years of hurt, and now she wants her title. Now she like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I know your dick all right.
You can
fuck me good enough, you know what I'm saying? Let's try this out.
Bring your media, okay? That's it.
That's fucked up, dude.
Y'all C's keep trying out there, man.
C's do become president, so I gotta go with that. They do be running the country, so
exactly.
Keep pushing.
Damn, the C's run
the country. Yes, nigga. They do. They make it, you know.
Come on.
A-list niggas, they just be.
Not all, man. You can't say all the A-list niggas like that. You don't consider yourself an A in this time.
What's above A?
Nigga. I'm just saying, what's above A?
What
number four? Hey,
I'm asking, what's above eight? It's like, okay.
Okay. Hold on, man.
What's the grading scale? Are we doing honors grading? Or...
Oh, my God.
Are we doing like, regular scale? Of...
My nigga, you the A-plus nigga, G. Oh shit! Yeah, so
you got that. You got the list, though. You know, A list, nigga, then the A plus.
I hate this fucking dude, bro.
Oh my God!
What come before A?
Because that A plus, you could be chilling with the A list, nigga. The A plus send you a message. You A, nigga.
You got to go.
You got to go. You got to go.
You got to go.
What you about to do?
Oh shit!
You pulling that? Look, I gotta go work in the morning.
Oh, I need you. Boy. To leave.
That's the A plus nigga. He walking in. It's like a friend leaving.
Yeah. You gotta hit him with. That's cute.
Yeah,
that part.
That's cute. Nigga, ain't mad. He don't even feel threatened.
Right.
That's cute.
All he know is you just kicked another nigga at the house for him.
Energy.
What y'all ate? I'm hungry. He brought you this? Oh, shit.
Oh, he cooked? Cool.
Let me get a plate.
Damn. Well, ooh, shit.
Oh, he bought you this handbag. That's cool. That's a little money I can save. That's nice. And this C nigga over here just struggling.
Hurt. He texting you good morning before you get in your bag.
Every morning, nigga.
Back in beat it.
Every morning. You ate today?
He about to say grand rising.
You don't respond to this nigga until about 9 o'clock at night. This nigga been texting in the morning.
She getting the morning, dick. He told us
good morning, beautiful.
Red Rising Queen.
Nigga.
Hey, I got tears.
Shit. Oh, that good morning, beautiful. Wear your ass the fuck out.
Yo.
Shit.
Son.
I literally, y'all. And this not even on no braggadocious type shit. I just like wish this nigga would really give up. It's a
damn,
nigga.
Give up!
Oh. I think I have only responded to this man once.
Yo.
And that's, he said happy birthday, and I said thank you. This man has literally sent me random, I'm talking about random, hi, and how are you? I know it's got to be for 2 years now, and has not had a reply, except for that one motherfucking thank you.
Damn.
And he still...
Can't be that desperate.
Oh my,
is that desperate though? Or you
that's desperate, man. Like we three messages, dude. Once I catch that vibe, you ain't trying to fuck with me like that.
Yeah. And see, and it's no disrespect. Like nigga, I'm just not attracted.
Disrespectfully, stop.
I'm just stop, not attracted nigga. To you, my nigga. Like
how can you keep doing it?
Like this nigga literally, and he see me. Look at it.
Oh, he knows.
Hell, God damn.
Don't reply. Like,
damn,
the
BC, see you.
Damn, G.
Nigga, that's that hurt. You know what would be funny though when women be posting on Facebook about sex or some shit? And then,
no way.
Nigga, I can't finish my.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
The nigga ain't playing it.
Yeah. Hey man,
he's like, fam. You just ought to start sending him like random dick pictures with a vein in that bitch or something. This is my nigga.
Shit. Hey, my dude.
Hell no, ain't no way. Y'all niggas get out these women.
Damn, hey, talking man.
About some high. Hey, how are you, nigga? It's literally months at a time. 2 year lapses before she said anything back to you.
Hey.
Come on, man. Look, let's go to something.
Like, I have replied to him. I literally, like, I have told him, thanks. Like,
told him that you wasn't into him?
I told him I'm not looking to date anybody right now. I'm just concentrating on me and my kids right now. Like, it's been that.
Yeah, when you hear that, that's pretty much a nice way of saying, nigga, stop talking.
Fuck you.
Stop fucking talking. Like, I'm like, and.
You get hit with that, it's like, okay, that's an L I gotta take.
I'm like, it's like.
He giving me stalker vibes. Like, outside the club, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, like. What was the nigga name from Players Club? Yeah, Glenn shit. Or whatever yeah, the fuck his name. Like, it's, yeah, it's giving me that.
We deserve to be together type shit.
Exactly. And I'm just like,
I gave you all this money.
I'm like, that was my job.
I ain't gave you no type of indication that I'm into you like that. Nothing. You ain't even got nothing to hold on to, my nigga. You ain't got a hope to hold on to.
That's hurtful, my dude.
So he like a L. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, nigga,
he might be a Z.
You know what I'm saying? And like, come on, man. He's that nigga at the YMCA. He's talking about, man, I could have been in the league. Nigga, what?
And I'm just
what?
Like,
get in the game and get shot. You know?
He coming with all the.
And I really be wanting to tell him sometimes, like, nigga, why you still talking to me? Why? Because, nigga.
Tell him you ready to get married.
That's had it been.
Like,
had...
when next time you inbox, you be like, if you ain't ready to marry me, shut the fuck up.
Nah,
and then just push the
man. I never hear from that nigga again.
No, just keep, like, just go along with it. Be like, shit, I got 6 kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, just just exaggerate as much as you possibly can.
What would it take for a nigga to stop talking to you? Like, right. For you kids, STD, something, niggas still gonna be like, hey.
Be like, damn, thankfully since I got over this disease. Right. You know, just, I'm telling you, just exaggerate as much as you possibly can and see what he says.
Nigga be like, damn. You got tested yet? Let me see the paper.
Be like, I see you've been messaging me for 3 years. I'm ready to give you a chance so we can get married. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go off.
Right.
And then screenshot it. Post it to your snap.
That's painful, my boy.
And it's not like, and I really, son, like,
that's a train of thought, though. Like,
I don't, and I try to let him down easy, and I, like, don't want to be.
B. And then you got a nigga that's in your inbox. So look, all these other letters, the nigga that's in your inbox, you don't respond to for years at a time. Like, you know you out here inboxing multiple women and they ain't saying nothing back. And you go to sleep happy every night.
That's a magic talk to his homeboy.
And see,
shit.
I've even gotten better since then. Like, in my older age, I don't even, I don't do none of that. You know, no more. Like, the list don't exist no more. In my older age,
still hurt. Like the more I think about it, I'm like, damn, it's A, B, or C. Have you been any or all of those letters any part of your life? A, B, or C?
Well, this nigga just said what's above an A, so
he lied.
We clearly know what this nigga.
You ain't never been a C.
Hell, nigga. Like you said, you know if you're a C.
You do.
I'm not. No.
You do.
C, B, no.
You ain't got nobody that can call you at any time. Just come get some.
You talking about me being there or them being there?
You.
Dude, I'm trying to tell you. What's above an A? What is it?
My bad, run, Jeremy.
I'm
bad.
What's above a?
My nigga say, fuck what you heard.
North.
What's above an A?
Rico Strong.
I had a chick tell me that she was dating some digger. He used all this and shit. I'm sitting in the bed like, you done sucking this dick? What's up? Like what's going on?
Wow.
Like, I don't know why you talking about all this shit, but.
Wow.
She hit me up like, why you won't come over here and do all this? I'm like, oh, what? The fuck? I don't see us as that.
Hold on. Oh, you going to just fucking. Way back when. He said, I'm about to drop a dick on him. That's right.
Apparently, yes.
Just saying, I want to talk.
He dropping dick
I'm
on
me.
I'm finna drop a dick on
him, bitch. You hit me a message like, I'm telling you, she got so mad. And I was just, whatever, okay.
Hey, man.
You just want me to suck your dick. All right.
What's little mama cash at? We need to send her some money because you did her bad. Clearly, you know, like,
we need to sponsor this.
We need to send her guilty. I don't even think she was a hoe. She was expressing her feelings. The nigga said, you gonna suck this dick away.
We need to pay for that girl first month.
I had that moment with that. She was just sending me stuff. I ain't see nothing. Not replying, nothing. Get a hold of me. Oh, so you just gonna, yeah, pretty much.
Baby, if you're listening out there, and you have, this is almost like one of them commercials, like if you have had this product and now experience emphysema, like it's that shit. If you are a casualty, of Randy.
If you experience Randy in between,
and just
please.
2012.
Reach out single. To either one of us so that we can find a way to sponsor your first month of therapy. Bitch, if you on Medicaid, we'll find your Medicaid. Saying, like, you might goddamn.
Be, being, you man, might I had be
conversated to me.
Nigga.
I was single. I was talking to one chick. Talked to another. God. She straight up told me, you have two girlfriends now. I looked at her like, what the fuck I
what?
Don't? She looked me dead in my eyes like, you got two girlfriends now. I was like, wow. I thought we were just
destroying the point.
But yeah.
So you had two girlfriends.
I didn't.
And her, clearly you did.
She I was about to say, nigga, yes, you did.
Because, you know, I just only came over there just late at night.
My nigga, they never had that before. I'm trying to see what that feel like.
It just late at night, just that's all we did. Just, if nothing else. Woke up, she got to go to work. Oh, let me go and go home. Oh, shit. All right, see you.
Yeah, hug or kiss or nothing. None of that. Just in that drill.
What the
fuck? I mean, when we did have sex, man.
Clearly, these bitches, the self-esteem was non-existent.
When... We did, nigga. Surprise she was like, joy. Listen. She was like,
but even with the surprise joy,
I nigga. Had to ask her what nigga she's been fucking. We was fucking. I was going back. She was just everywhere. I was like, who have you been fucking? Like, they never fuck you like this?
No, that's the thing. No, that's how the surprise Jordan happens.
I'm looking at her like, what the fuck? I guess that's why she said I had two.
That's how it happens.
I'm looking at her like, so no nigga. She had three kids.
That nigga said no nigga.
Has laid pipe down on this on you
apparently,
like
apparently, my nigga.
You fucked the racism out of us.
I'm just thinking to myself like, the fuck, who have you been fucking?
Oh, this dude.
That's because how the surprise Jordan is because most women experience a whole bunch of niggas or a plethora of niggas who they might get your rock off a little bit, but most of the time they're gonna be selfish. They're gonna be thinking about busting their nut or like they only gonna put so much effort, but when you get that one nigga who it pleases him to please who? My God. That's how it happens to you.
But I was just like, God damn, man. I just wanted to know who.
Because most niggas not, well, most niggas who have mediocre dick in below. Like they not fully concentrating on you getting you, or they're not taking the time to cater to your body. Cause most niggas who have mediocre dick, they feel like they one specific skill set works on every woman. No.
So you gotta change up?
Not- yes. The fuck?
He got to change up on
I'm
that?
I'm listening. He just
yeah, talking. Like you got to.
He just talking.
You got to cater to a motherfucker body.
Like how much of a change up I got to do?
Most of the time, you don't have to do much of a change up. Because most of the time when niggas have good dick, they just got good dick, period.
Right.
But.
Jeez, my boy.
See?
But you know, when you take the time to really learn, like what a motherfucker like, or you mess around to get a motherfucker who ain't really had no nasty shit done to her.
Yeah,
that's how that happened.
That's a lot though. There's no nasty shit.
You mess around and flabbergast a bitch. Like you be like, oh my. Did this man just like it be that?
Rage.
Like, do you kiss your mother with that mouth? Like, it be that type of nasty.
I'm just saying, it's just like a whole this person right here.
This nigga. This nigga here, bro.
Dude.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You done turned her to a seat.
And how kind of shit is that? Like, just be so quick to just. accept sharing. Like,
he didn't drop
the dick. She's grown up now. She was in the bed in a couple months. Wow. The story I tell y'all, this is the one. I was like, oh,
I'm not gonna do this.
Oh my god,
man, she got beat.
I'm not gonna do this. Oh shit,
you are a terrible person. Now,
I'm not.
You out here I'm turning not. Women into seeds.
I'm not,
nigga.
When that shit happened, I was like, oh shit. I didn't think it was like it was gonna happen. To be honest with you,
you didn't think it was gonna happen.
Mm. It was I'm telling you, just me. I was going to the gym. This person was like, oh, I should go with you. It just went from there.
Good time. Good
wow.
Time. It's the one mama opened the door. I came in, went straight to the room. I was like, oh, shit. Hop in the bed. Like, oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, man, she was filthy. Like, I'm talking about.
You know, you wasn't doing that with
Mayor Hawk. Not at all?
You ain't never did with your mom? Never?
No.
Good time.
But see, you know my mama.
I do.
Who was fucking wild out? Shit. Nah.
Yeah, my mom was the same way, but once I got past, no way. I'm gonna get this done up in here. Oh shit! I just used to hate that fucking alarm. Y'all don't know how much I hate front door open. And it had the motion sensor on the windows and shit. I had to turn my shit off.
Yeah, I didn't have none of it, and still was terrified. Shit.
Mm-hmm. On top of when she gets caught, you know what I'm saying? She wake up early. Like she had
a early.
She already was getting up at 4 a.m. You know what I'm saying? So like early might be 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Now we stuck in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, what we gonna do? Wait till she get in the shower. You might have to walk through the living room by yourself, but I got you.
I never been in that case.
Man, mama was nobody.
It just let me see if I can find that person. When I saw this person, I was just like,
this is somebody else that you didn't turn into a seat.
No, this is the one that came to my house when I was 16. I was telling her I was 19. She was already no. Oh, I
you
told
still
her,
notice me?
Dude, she had a twin. I'm trying to see which one was it.
Did you hear both?
That's the one.
Damn, I'm living vicariously through you, my guy.
This the one in high school. She stayed over there at Robinson Place. I had to beg T to drop me off.
I'm about to say you rode the bike over there.
Nah, I had to beg T because he stole his mom's car. He was telling her he was going to the grocery store. I said, drop me off over here, but come back and pick me up. I didn't think it through because once T had to bring the car back home, she wasn't letting him get back out. I go in there. See her twin sister, me not knowing she had a twin. I'm like, oh, what's up? No, she's like, that's my sister. I'm like, oh shit. We go in the room. My hair, I'm like, oh, we fucking. Her nigga called. I'm like, wait a minute. I guess I was a C then. Mm. Cause I thought I was A.
My nigga,
you hey, don't get
you. She was on the phone.
You might have been B. You might have been B.
I'm getting mad. Like, hey, what I'm like. Cause she got a hand on my dick, still talking to the nigga. I'm like, hey, man, get off the phone.
You're A. Listen to me. That means you're A.
Listen to me.
This motherfucker playing with your dick and telling her nigga a different story.
Yeah, she been talking. Like, she got my speakerphone. I'm getting mad. She's trying to calm me down. You know,
doing cause you still finna get the pussy.
Cause I'm like, get the fuck off.
That's why she trying to calm you down. Cause she's scared that A dick gonna walk out the house.
I'm up here like, hey man, I'm about to fuck
the pussy.
Nigga.
I'm about to get the phone. I'm like, I'm about to get off. You know, go home. I'm trying to call T. Hey man, where you at? Come back and pick me up, man. She up here getting mad. Like, no, don't go.
I say, but you was definitely hey, my nigga.
Yeah. Get off the phone.
She on the phone with her nigga.
Who was a C.
Still trying to get you to thank you.
He was the damn
C. Well, now he might be a B because they was in a relationship. Right. C's don't get in relationships.
I thought we were in one.
You thought you was in a relationship with him?
Yes.
Hold on, man. Let me stop this.
She was short. She was short as hell. I'm saying she was short as hell.
Wow. She looks like
We short.
Wow.
So
like I had to pick out who was the adult. Like the look.
Yeah, we were short. And I was just like, at the time, she was looking way better than this.
You gotta think about
that nigga said that like she was trash, didn't he?
No, I'm saying it was So when that happened, I'm up here like, why are you 16? I'm like, we're a couple. Like, we about to get married. Like,
oh, you was telling them.
Man, I'm like, that's why I was drove. Like, get off the phone with this nigga. Like, I'm here. Get off the phone. Nope. Then she finally got off the phone. I'm already mad. I'm T on this way. I'm about to leave. She called me. Why you live? I'm like, nigga, what you talking about? You was on the phone with your nigga. T like, you ain't hit the job. Hell no, nah, nigga. That's mad. I was drove. Hot, same chick that came over there that night with her cousin. My mom told him my real age, and I cried like nigga.
Yeah, you supposed to beat the brakes off that
boy. Cried, nigga. I'm like,
he cried. You cried over some boys.
Nigga, I cried, nigga. That night, yes. She ruined the whole damn thing. I was like,
your mama.
Yeah, I told her that. Like, you ruined the pussy.
Nigga, you ruined it. You could have been here.
I'm like, why the hell are you coming out? Ruin the whole thing. They granted. She had to know I was not 18, but to be 19, because if I'm telling your ass to be quiet.
You think you telling your mama?
No, I'm telling them. No. To be shh, my mom. She's like, right, be quiet. Boy, what you talking? Hey man, calm the fuck down. Like my mom. Mom walk in. What the hell going on in here? Oh,
my mom ain't never walked. She didn't knock on the door, you know what I'm saying? She ain't never really walked
in. The first thing she says, he just 16. I looked at her like, why? Why would you say this?
She did some hating shit one time, like me and the girls in LA. It was like midday. And she just kept calling my name. Like, I'll go in the room later. I'm like, I finally like, what's up? Man, lay it up, and I ain't in here laid up. What the fuck? Really?
That shit, man, hurt my feelings.
Because you didn't get the boost?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Z. Okay, man, shake it.
Because I was just like, I felt betrayed by my mom. Like, why would you?
Well, it's your mom. You can't be fucking in her house.
Tell her, what? Why would you tell these people?
I ain't never fucked in my mama's house.
You never did? Man, get the fuck out. Scared about that at one time.
Scouts on her, man.
If I'm gonna laugh, my boys get caught. I'm gonna laugh my ass off.
You got to fuss first, dude.
Why?
What you mean?
Why I'm fussing?
What you mean? Why you fussing?
Cause they fucking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuss if he don't have no condom on. But
you ain't wear no condom when you was 16. So.
Well, it's a mistake that you learn, and I'm gonna let him know that. Like, hey, don't end up like your dad. Cause yeah. It's what's itchy. Scratchy.
Oh my god.
Nigga.
All right. Let me what's this?
Please. You ever notice that we always got to skip to the next topic on this nigga?
Trust me.
I'm gonna be honest with my
every motherfucking time.
60 plus episodes.
Nigga.
Yo. I'm gonna be straight up honest with you. Do you believe when a man or a woman marries their they're marrying the best coochie / dick they ever had.
No.
For you, do you think you're marrying the best dick?
No.
Why not? So
I believe isn't that the goal? I believe that happens by happenstance. Honestly. I believe it's possible to marry the best dick / pussy you've ever had in your life. But most of the time it don't happen. Because most of the time, the niggas and bitches with the best, you know, skill set don't be shit.
So why are you bearing this nigga then? If his skill set is a C, and you want that A or the A+. Well,
because you can, it's teachable.
A C? You can't teach a C student to become an A. You got to have it in you. You can't teach a C student.
But my thing, but here's the thing, though.
Bad analogy.
No, how, nigga?
You can't teach a C student to be an A student.
If they lazy as fuck, if they not motivated,
this is the thing. You gotta be willing
to learn.
My point, they are not.
But this is the thing. Most times, with a woman, with a woman, you don't have to be A or A plus dick for us to marry you, because a lot of times we'll take some B plus dick who treat us like a fucking princess or queen over some A plus plus dick who toxic as fuck.
That's why I said
that's a lot.
Yes, and right, because you didn't, like you said, you didn't probably have some
nigga,
pussy that
at this point all amazing. You can offer me is an orgasm, and nigga, the person you can't live life to off it, that. I can get myself that.
You know what I'm saying? This anytime she hits you up, this stupid ass bitch. As soon as she say, come over, all right, bitch, give me 15. All right, I'll take a shower.
Exactly.
You know? You taking a shower?
Yeah.
I'm going over there just like I am. What's
no,
up?
No. Not for
what's,
the
what's problem? I'm going over just like I am.
No, nigga.
And you want to know who the DDB is?
It's him.
This nigga.
Nigga.
You calling me? I'm going over there right now. I'm mad because you like, I'll take a shower. I'm like, hey, take a shower for what? Get this nigga right now.
Gotcha.
You're gonna clean it with your mouth.
Oh no. No, no, no.
And we good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this nigga here is on the level.
We do need that gas button, because that's where it belongs, right there.
My chest.
It was.
2 o'clock, like, you get that call. You take it. Well, you should have already took a shower. But I'm just saying, let's just say it's 9 o'clock. You just chill.
If it's 9 o'clock, it's still early, my nigga. I'm going to take a shower.
I'm damn going over there like, what's up?
All right, like I said, yes and no. Yes and no.
Cause, yeah, because, I like mean, said, when it comes, marriage is a completely different ballgame.
What she said, hoes go out of town to get married.
True.
Niggas be tender. They go take that pussy, that, you know what I'm saying? They fucked on these niggas, and they go impress the shit out of one of these doctors, lawyers that ain't never had this freaking
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, I'm telling you.
He in love, he want to get married. Then, you know, a seasoned nigga, you just can't put no puss on me and expect me to marry you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's some of the niggas that be like, all right, you know, I got to really like you or fuck with you. You know, like
exactly. Because I'm telling you, every time that right there, y'all be talking about lame niggas and all that, that's how the lame niggas be winning. As far as, like, they treat a motherfucker great. And they be like, hey, I may not have this to offer. I may not have this to offer. But, oh, goddamn, she ain't gonna want for shit.
Nastiest shit possible to this man. He basically gave you $1 million figure. Half $1 million house. Here you go.
That's what?
Be beautiful families, though. I can't lie to you. I know some motherfuckers just be like, damn, this girl used to do all this nasty shit. Now she married, living in Florida, big ass house.
That.
So you're not marrying for peace of mind.
That should definitely be on the list. Pussy should definitely be on the list.
I mean, I'm definitely marrying for peace of mind. It be the toxic ass motherfuckers with the good dick who don't give you that.
You know why? Because they know that you're going to come back. You're going to put up with all this bullshit. If I know you're going to put up with all this bullshit.
Until the day we don't. Then y'all be looking crazy. Oh, you ain't got a boyfriend on me. You ain't got a man on me. Nigga! What the fuck did you expect me to do?
To wait till I grow up.
Grow up that.
You gotta wait on
me. Fuck that. Mm-mm. I done waited too long for you to grow up, my nigga.
God damn.
I'm gonna take this B plus nigga who paying all my bills. And who, I mean, hey.
But the C nigga don't have a chance, do we?
No.
It's dead for him.
It's dead. Like,
she gonna call
what if A and B get killed?
Nigga, the only way to see nigga is getting in. You have to go through some years of damage.
That's what I said.
Some niggas that broke your heart. Like, you're like, come
she
on,
gonna
nigga.
Randomly bump into him. Oh my god, I miss you.
Exactly. Come on, nigga. Come on.
I've been missing you so
let's
much.
Try this. Shit.
I still remember 6 years ago when you put your finger in my ass.
Come y'all just said a C can become an A. Y'all just said that.
It was just the analogy.
I'm just.
You said a C plus student can't become an A student. Or a C student can't become an A student.
This dude was a C student.
Nigga, how many times you made a C and brought it to an A?
But, hey, but you said, we just said that. But the thing is, we just said, the only way to see nigga make it is after we done went through some shit and we was like, come on. Mm-hmm. See, that's when we have the time and energy to teach a motherfucker. Before then, we got A and B. Then we ain't got to teach. What the fuck we going to take our time to teach your monk ass fuck?
He barely getting through school.
Exactly. Like, Jesus, so fuck.
Barely getting through school.
Okay, I'm going to say a D.
Because you know there is nothing more irritating.
You that college, this, that we'll accept you, nigga.
There is nothing more irritating to a woman.
You got to get by a chain.
You going back home, pick up me.
Like, if we had a choice between a motherfucker we got to teach and a motherfucker who already know what he's doing.
Oh. Everybody's like, nigga, how you getting college?
Like,
but I see a lot of women that say that, you said teach. They say they don't want to teach a man.
Most times we don't.
But
why not? It takes too much.
You getting the best teaching this nigga about.
What? Think about your man and you being able to show him exactly how you want him to make you feel. Come on, man.
You don't want that?
Now, it's some things that he should automatically do, right? So I get that. Correct. Right?
What, find the hole? You know, some niggas be slipping
too.
Up.
That too.
No, he slip up though.
I mean,
imagine teaching your nigga, hey, do this, do that, and he do it.
I mean, spot on. My little quirks, yes.
And he do it spot the fuck on.
My little quirks, yes. But it's just some shit, like, nigga.
But I feel like
you 35, you don't know what a G spot is.
That's still, though, that's where communication comes in, right?
C niggas are gonna always stay a C nigga because he don't know the G spot.
What's a G spot?
My boy,
nigga, man. I wish the fuck. Yeah. I wish the fuck you would come in my motherfucking room and you 30 whatever, nigga. What? I've actually had to show a nigga that though. But I was in my 20s.
Damn. You acting like that. Niggas don't know shit in 20s.
Early 20s at that.
Niggas don't know shit about them damn G spot in their 20s.
And that's why at the time I was willing to teach him. Yeah,
that's rabbit fucking right there.
Just fucking
now,
not all 20s.
Now, at the age of 33, I wish the fuck I would have a nigga come my way.
From 16 on to like 22, 23, nigga, chick say, pop my G spot. You looking like, what?
Nah, see, nah. I was willing to teach a nigga back then with some shit like that.
See.
I was willing to teach a nigga some shit back then. Now, it's like, nigga, we all grown. Why the fuck you don't know this?
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with teaching somebody something that they don't know? Even though you're grown and
it's some basic know. Shit.
That's basic?
Yes.
The G. How is that basic?
In your 30s, knowing what to find the G spot is basic.
How is that basic to find the G spot in your 30s?
Nigga, you can play a fucking YouTube video and find that shit out.
I'm
the fuck?
What's a G spot?
Nigga.
It's in the butt.
Nigga. Kinda. I mean, if you're
some, for some women, yes.
Do y'all do that?
There's some nigga.
You not into it?
Hell no.
You ain't never did?
One time I was like, never again.
She shit on you?
Nah, it just.
You got some booty juice on you.
Nigga, it just nigga, so much KY. It's like, god damn.
You use a lot of it,
man. Nigga, I don't want
yes,
no.
You do. Don't. Nigga.
A lot.
I mean,
if it's her first time,
as much as it takes, yeah.
If it's her first,
sure your dick lubed up, baby.
If it's her first time, nigga, you going to the whole tube.
I'm not fucking nope.
Damn, it's still.
Did that happen in high school?
Look for something in you.
Did that happen in high school?
Yes, what I'm saying.
My nigga, that fucked me completely up, dude. That motherfucker thing put it in my ass. I was like,
nigga. I remember the first time our homeboy, you know him too, told me. That the girl he was talking to, all he asked her, he wanted to fucking ass. I looked at him like, nigga, are you gay? Like, this all you wanted to do?
No. I know, it ain't gonna be no every time, nigga. You, no.
And he liked her because that's all she was cool with doing it. I'm just like, no.
That shit was weird as fuck.
Yeah. Like, I didn't do that till
maybe like four
after people? College.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, only like four people?
Nah, that's nope. Uh-uh.
Yo, girl fucked me up the first time she said it.
I'm telling you, all the KY.
You know how y'all be talking about reactions? Mm-hmm. That is a different reaction for the motherfuckers. Like, they go into a different place.
They do, but that shit. I feel like I'm raping because you not feeling like your first time. That's painful for you. You just like, hey, nigga, just
I stop. Mean, but you know what? My first time, it was uncomfortable, but not painful because you have to be.
You, it sounded like the nigga asked you for this. He did.
Yes.
What?
But you have to be with some, like, when you do that, you have to try that with somebody who, first of all, is going to be patient, which a lot of niggas are not when it comes to that particular situation.
Because my dick is hard. Yeah. I'm trying to ram this shit into you. Goddamn.
Like, I never just said, hey, I want to fuck you in the ass. Like, it's always somebody asking me.
Yeah, it just never.
Let's try to.
And then the thing is, most of the time, niggas don't really ask with their mouth. Like, they be behind you and then they get a little, they rub across like, hey, nigga, you know. They be looking for your ass to flinch. That's what it really is.
Yeah, if you don't flinch, he gonna go straight in. If you ain't flinch, oh, shit. You know, but what,
like,
it is.
Most women I know, like, this what fucked me up with all the whole world turning to this man shit. Like, you've been fucking and that slip and you hit that ass, motherfucker, oh!
Die.
The whole
instantly.
Pussy dry up, nigga.
Die instantly.
So I'm like,
nigga,
where all these booty gays come from all of a sudden?
Nigga. But that's because that's unexpected.
Still, though, on the other hand, I know some women that say when they have sex, they got to have it.
Yeah, nah.
That is crazy.
I'm not taking that. Fuck that. They do it.
No, I mean, because that's one thing, like, I can count on one hand how many times I've actually, like, wanted that. Most of the time, the nigga don't ask.
It's not a want, but if you ask for it.
Yeah, but again, you got to have somebody who is patient, who is willing to.
But really, you ask me just, now, I'm like, you must be fucking porn star niggas, because. The fuck? I don't know. That's what I don't see that in porn stars.
Who raised you? That's what I
said. Yeah, like, you want to end that? And you like it? What? I don't know what I could do from there. I don't know. But like, back on to the G spot. Let's get on the G spot.
What is this G spot? What is G stand?
What is so important about this G spot?
What is it?
And why is it that men can't find the G-spot?
I'm gonna Google this shit.
Where is it located? Okay. Like, if a dude hits your G-spot, what is it gonna do to your body?
Can you echo me? I'm gonna explain this for the guys who don't understand.
I gotta Google.
Guys. The G-spot. If you were to take two of your fingers, preferably the index and middle finger.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Insert this into her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do a come hither motion. Mm-hmm. When you feel a firm, spongy area,
mm-hmm.
continue to do a come hither motion.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's multi-talented, you will have a physical response
mm-hmm.
that is liquid coming out of there.
Mm.
If you ever want to experience a squirter, if a person does not know if they can squirt, that's where you find that out at.
Mm.
And that is your learning moment for today.
So can you do the same thing with your dick?
No. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can.
Oh, shit.
I thought you meant like, you as a man, but yeah,
something wrong with this nigga,
absolutely.
But no, I remember the first time I found that nigga, I was like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Know what you said? Nigga, like, when did it squirt out at you
with the tongue? I was like, the fuck? Because you doing it, it was like, you the reaction went from oh, it's good to like,
nigga, I'm talking about me reaching for shit that ain't there,
instantly turn you feel,
and it's like, why are you pushing me?
Instantly turn you feel.
So,
the G-spot.
The G-spot. You got
or Grafenberg spot. That's
wow. It
it's located a few inches inside the vagina along the upper wall. It is highly sensitive and can sometimes swell when touched or aroused. Stimulating the G-spot can lead to intense sexual arousal and orgasm for some people.
Damn.
March 3rd, 2021.
So.
Yep.
So, do men got G spots?
What y'all want to talk about?
I was about to say, y'all do, but I mean, I don't think you want me to explain that.
No, nigga. No.
I don't think y'all want me to explain
do
that one.
Men have G spots?
Yes.
Is it located where other men?
Oh, yes.
And that's why some men go to.
Yes.
So you will never experience your G spot, man.
I never experience.
You don't want to about this? You might just explode.
I don't want to explode.
Okay.
You feel me? I'm gonna keep my asshole intact, all right?
I think that's why
things only come out of my body.
That's it. What's that exam the dude we have to get when we
shitting?
Yeah. I think that's why most of you.
That's where the male G spot is okay. It's the prostate.
Yeah.
That's why like
I'm good on that.
Can you imagine being in
the sex send me to the ER type shit and men be going up in there with shit in there. Like, literally, if you Google that shit, like, how many men have been to the hospital for shit up their ass? Like, that's why.
I don't understand.
Because it's a lot of motherfuckers out here who want that or have experienced that type of pleasure from a rectal exam or whatever. Like, they got a rectal exam or whatever, so, and then they realize, oh, shit, wait.
You're the doctor's office. Right, you just at a doctor's office.
This is American Pie, remember? Got the girl to do the fingers, and
I'm just saying though, you being you, right? Mm-hmm. You at a doctor's office, you get a prostate. Nigga put two fingers on your ass, and you just saw a nut.
Well, I told y'all, with the glory hole, everybody is dying.
Most of the time it's not gonna be that you nut when that happened. It's gonna be that you realize
that
feels good. Yes, and a lot of niggas are ashamed of that.
Okay.
A lot of niggas are ashamed of that.
And that's why
it's niggas going in hospital with fucking Lysol cans and shit up their ass.
A Lysol can.
Because they too motherfucking scared. Like they too scared to tell their woman. Or whatever, like, I like this.
I can get a life.
Listen. If the doctor, like, if he would have came in for this, he would have been alive. Hey, nigga.
She said a lifestyle can in this nigga head.
That's too much.
I'm just saying.
That's a lot.
Ain't no way, boy.
That's a lot. Like, it's a can.
Oh, man. A whole can.
Just saying.
No way.
And he cool with this?
No,
and that's how it be. Like, and then a lot of men, they feel weird about it. They like, damn, does this mean I'm gay now because I like this? Like, it be.
He's not?
Niggas struggle.
Listen, is he?
You know, I don't know. That's muddy waters for me. Because I'm a very open sexual person. Like, I'm very open sexually. So that's muddy waters for me.
No. That's you can't be asking a woman to, hey, go lube up and stick this shit in my ass.
I would not be a pegger. I'll say that. That's where I draw the line.
This is how I get off. Just go ahead.
Pegging is where I draw the line, my niggas.
I had to Google pig. I didn't know what to do.
That's where I draw the line. I'm sorry.
I
don't want to be in that much control over my niggas.
Think about that. That's a messed up joke that God did to us, me. Like, hey, you want to get off us in your ass, so
nothing is fine for
you. You know, we understand you can bust it up this way, but if you really want to get that nut off, if you really trying to go there, it's in your ass, my boy.
When I get to the gate, he's gonna damn it. All right, you never did me yet.
But you can be like, hey, you never thought about trying it? What?
He gonna be like, don't go in. I feel like he gonna see me at the gate and I'm be like, oh yeah, that's kind of, come on. He never touch your asshole, folks.
That's really wild.
I understand. I understand what she's saying, but like for a man to just say yeah.
That's why most men don't go get the exam.
It's some women out here that's like, yeah, my husband needs to let me do this. I got video with him.
I mean, I have literally had a guy in front of me with his legs up in the air.
Hell no.
Think about the doctor. That's something like, nigga, you went to school for this to put fingers in nigga ass? That's what you.
I mean, that's not completely what he was.
You grew up like, yeah, I can't wait to stick these two fingers in the nigga ass. Like, ooh, as soon as he bent over.
Oh my God.
spread them cheeks. What you doing now?
I'm sure that's not what he's
I'm getting you ready. But the G spot for women, that's still, even you, him, you telling me, and he's up here reading that, that's still hard to find. Because
it's really not.
It is.
No, it's
not. It is. Because
if you have,
hear me out, patience, that's what you said. Most men don't have patience to even try.
But the thing is, with the female anatomy, it's really not hard, honestly.
Again, some women might react different. Think about that.
But see, I've only had to teach a person that once.
That's true.
And I treated that nigga like he was in fucking kindergarten. Come in.
I get you.
Put your fingers in there. Go up a little higher. Up a little high. Up. Can we get a little high? Come on. You feel that? That's what that is. Keep rubbing that. And then he got the reaction. He was like, oh my God. Like, nigga just bewildered.
So what's a G-spot?
But for men, it's in your ass.
I hate this nigga so much, y'all. I really do.
For women, there's something that don't exist. So that's something they came up in a science lab. And to tell women is that you have a G-spot, but it don't exist. Women.
No, it always existed. Somebody just decided to give it a name.
I mean, think about the dude that first discovered the G-spot.
Ooh, shit, I thank him. My Lord.
He just be like, let me just run around your shit. Oh, what's this right here?
Nigga.
And just start playing with it. Ooh.
That nigga.
You know, man, he'll be like, oh,
that
shit.
Nigga still need to get charged.
Let me go call B and C and chill.
Where that nigga buried? Let me go put some flowers on his grave.
This is the G. I got on the phone. Hey, man, this shit I did to my girl, my nigga.
It wasn't even no phone. He just went,
nigga, do you know that they spit out liquid too, my nigga?
That piss or is it just
I have read that it has some part that is
call me pissing. I don't give a fuck. What you did the first time squirted or you did?
I kept going. It was funny. I was like, oh shit.
It was entertaining. It was entertaining as fuck. Like the fact that I can get you to this level, you keep doing this shit. I was like,
I'll take
pulling out watching this shit come out.
It for the female, it is definitely embarrassing the first time.
Embarrassing,
it is.
Yes. Like if you don't know ahead of time what it is, if you don't know ahead of time what it is, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like it'd be that. But see, you have a motherfucker who know what it is already. Like it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, see, the first time I did it, I did not know. I was like, just peeing on this
man.
Like, it was...
So, is that classified as the best dick you ever had, nigga make you? It's not?
Damn.
Of all the times you have sex, and the few times you... And it's not the best?
The first time a guy ever did?
No, I'm talking about, like, all the time you had sex, and the first time you do that. You don't think that's the best dick ever? No. Come on.
Because
you have to,
a nigga came niggas along are the not, topic. I mean,
dudes not out here getting their girls to bust like that every night. For you to find a nigga to do that every night to you, and you saying that's not the best dick you had?
Oh, well, see, the first time I ever did that was not like there wasn't a nigga who was,
but I'm saying, just
it
like
it just kind of happened.
I'm just saying you get a dude that can.
Oh yeah.
The best, right? That's what I'm saying. That's your best dick
yes.
right there.
Yes.
I'm gonna just have to tell y'all this. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of these hoops.
It's 2 inches above.
Never mind.
Use two fingers. Don't be hard with it. Just
Randy, just let it go.
Wait for the reaction.
Go find it.
What the niggas who be trying to swallow that shit? That shit.
No, I done had a nigga drink mine.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry, y'all.